Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Chulin Perik Zayin Mishnah Dalid. Before you cook the thigh of a behemoth, you're supposed to take out the Gid Hanosha. What happens if someone didn't? Zok the Mishnah Yarech Shen is Bashal Ba Gid Hanosha. We have a thigh of a behemoth where the Gid Hanosha was cooked with the thigh. What do I do now? Im Yesh Ba Benais and Tam. If I look at the size of the Gid Hanosha and the size of the thigh and I say, you know what? The taste of the gid went into this thigh. There's not enough yerech over here to be mevatel it. So rezu asura, you can't eat it. What do you mean, but I'll take it out afterwards? No, it's too late to take it out afterwards, because the taste of the gid went into it. Now the same is true, we'll see more about this in the next Mishnah Bez Hashem. Anytime you have, let's say a chaticha, something that's asur, that was cooked in a pot, even if you're going to take it out afterwards, it's too late. I have to deal with the taste of the non-kosher thing that went into the kosher thing. That's called tam ki'ikr. The taste is like the main thing. We'll see more pratim about this, how it applies, when it applies, in the next Mishnah Bez Hashem. But now let's get a little practical over here. Okay, so I made a mistake. I cooked the yarech with the gid hanosha inside. Right? I brought home a thigh of a behema. I asked the cook to cook it. And I say, oh no, you didn't take out the gid hanosha. Oh no, what do we do now? So we'll take it out now, but how do we know if the rest of the meat is mutter? Well, it depends if it has the taste of the gidanasha. How do we know if it has the taste of the gidanasha? Kate said misharinaisa. How do I estimate this? So the Mishnah says, I view the gid as if ki'ilu basar belefes, like meat in turnips. Turnips is a kind of cabbage-like plant. In other words, let's substitute the gid for a piece of meat. Let's substitute the thigh for this lefes. So I'll do an experiment. I'm going to take basar the size of the gid. I'm going to take turnips, lefes, the size of the yerech. I'll cook it. Do I taste the basar in this lefes? If I do, then I can't use this thigh. If I don't, then I say, ah, good. If I don't taste the basar in the lefes, if that was the proportion here, because there was so much lefes, I can be sure that I don't taste the gid in the basar. Well, what if I don't have any lefes to do this test with? Oh, no, I'll just take basar and take the same amount of cucumbers. Or the same amount of tomatoes. No. Chazal had a mesoira. It's a loch l'maisha mesinai. You want to know if the gid gave a tam into the yarech, take the same amount of basar in lefes. Other vegetables will have a different proportion. Zakta bat tenura that this mishnah is not lahalacha anyway because we paskin ain begidin benoisin tam. There's a machloikis whether gid is food or not. Some say, yeah, it has a taste. Some say it doesn't have a taste at all. It's not considered edible food. It's a string. So how come one is chayiv for eating gid hanosha? Because the Torah says you're chayiv for eating this string. But you can't apply the same halachis over here with the gid that cooked in meat as a piece of non-kosher meat that cooked in meat. Non-kosher meat has a taste. This doesn't. So I'm not telling you to paskin halachis, but basically what the Bat Tanura says here, that lehalacha, you forgot to take out the gid, it was cooked together with the meat, or roasted, or even salted with it. What should I do now? Take it out and throw it away. And the rest is mutter biachil. However, there is a fat on the gid, that's asim edrabanan, and that does give a tam. So at the end of the day, I'm still going to need shishim, to be mevatel the tam. Now, don't worry, you're not paskening any shaylos on this Mishnah. This Mishnah and the next Mishnah is a big yesod. You want to get smicha, you're going to have to learn these mishnayos very good, and the Gemara, and the Rishayim, and the Paiskim. And maybe more important than anything else, to have shimush, to be by a Rav, and see how he paskens shailas, after you learn the halachis. But this is a good start.